I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio.
What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Sucker Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Radha Darling. Come on, Radha. Radha, baby.
Hey, Mike, I just noticed you guys matching.
We always matching.
Well, it looks like the therapy might be working. I don't know. Because you're still together. I don't know if Ray J is still together.
No, everybody's still together.
Really?
Yeah. I think when it first, when me and her first went on the show, they didn't even know she was my lady, and I was, you know, they still thought I was with, like, my ex. I'm like, oh, no, I got a... That was
which
years
ex?
Ago. My ex before, right?
Georgia Atlanta?
No, I'm sure. Yeah, they thought it was her, but I was like, no, me and her broke up, like, a couple of years ago.
Oh, because you know what? Wikipedia still says that you're still going out with her.
Wikipedia also said my name is Jafari Ferguson. Okay?
Yeah, and you were born 1972
or something. I don't know who the fuck is in who's working in Wikipedia, but get your shit together. I don't know who the fuck is Jafari Ferguson. First of all, Ferguson is not even an African name. Yeah. Then they say an American comedian born in Ghana. We're not even going to talk about Radha Pitika. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about real life. Yeah. Radha is in the building. Hey, boo.
Hey, Radha, welcome to the Mother Sucker Show.
Hi, Chinese best friend.
It's very nice of you to fly all the way from your small town. Where are you from?
A small town of Phoenix, but in Chandler.
Phoenix, Arizona.
The internet also says that I'm 50 years old.
50?
Oh, yeah.
She don't look a day over 23 years old.
Nah, I'll give her 25, man.
What's wrong with the internet?
25. Hey, boo, my baby looking so good.
My baby looking good, too.
So, yeah, and then what happened after you brought me the drugs? Because you're a fucking crack dealer.
Yeah, after you drugged him, what happened?
No, she brought this drug. I'm like, I'm not a crackhead. I don't know what to do with all this weed.
Yeah, he doesn't even smoke weed.
I'm not.
Well, you said your female friend wanted to smoke or something. Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll bring y'all a whole supply.
You know, when men, like, I don't smoke, I don't get high, but we'll do anything for some pussy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, a woman be like, you know, smoke this weed with me, make my pussy wet. I'd be like, okay, give it here.
Yeah.
But I would never inhale. I never inhaled anything. I never got high in my life till we went to Africa. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
My fucking night. So my buddy, I don't like to jump all over the place, but, you know, we're going to jump and get back to how we started the date. What's up, Mother Suckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question.
or you subscribe to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
But my buddy, my best friend in Ghana. You know, you're my Chinese best friend, but yeah. I have a Ghana best friend.
Is that the flamingo that you play around with?
The guy that owns the...
flamingo.
No, not a flamingo. A peacock.
Peacock, yeah.
The peacock,
yeah.
Owner. Peacock my Fuse ODG, that's my best friend. That's my Ghana best friend. Mm-hmm. So went over to Fuse House, and he had this drink. It's like, I guess it's weed in a drink.
Whatever. It's weed, yeah. There's
it's weed
THC
drink,
in
but
it.
I taste it. I'm like, oh, this shit tastes good. He's like, okay, Mike, slow down.
I know. Telling him to slow down. I was like, drank half a cup of that. I only had a quarter. I only had a quarter to cup.
But it tasted so good, I just kept drinking.
It was good.
It was like, Mike, slow down. This is nothing to play with.
And he's like, I'm a gangster. I can drink that whole fucking bottle.
Oh, shit.
I've never been high a day in my life. This piece of shit right here is not going to get me high.
And then I started getting high, and I was like, fuck, it's hitting me.
Uh-oh. And I just kept drinking.
And he kept on drinking.
Man,
and I was like,
you want to know what happened to us that night? What a fucking nightmare.
Holy crap. Did you go to the emergency room?
Man.
He was so paranoid. He was like, oh, my God, babe, am I okay?
Yeah. That's bad.
He was like,
edibles are bad.
Yeah, edibles are crazy. It'll knock you.
All of a sudden, all I saw was 1982. So I started talking about everything.
He kept on talking about a damn car.
It's a car. Yes. So 1982, I was in Nigeria. I was a little kid. I was in Nigeria with this family. My mother left me with another Christian family because my mother just traveled the world. Uh-huh. My mother's like this successful homeless lady, right? They just drop us off everywhere. So I was with a Nigerian family, and I remember it was 1982. They bought a brand new Peugeot. It was the Sudan. Peugeot?
What was that?
It's a car, motherfucker. Peugeot.
What kind of a brand? Is it a Japanese?
Peugeot. Nah, it's some kind of European car.
Well, how the fuck do you think I know? I probably know Honda German. Civic and Toyota.
What the fuck is Peugeot? I think it's German.
It might be German.
And I remember it was like light green. It was brand, and all of a sudden, I remember 1982. And I'm telling him about 1982 in the car. I said, the family I live with bought this brand new Peugeot.
Holy crap.
We just started laughing.
Oh, we laughed all night. He kept on saying, oh, my God, babe. Oh, my God. And then he's like, oh, my God, where did you come from? I thought I was by myself. Crap. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't understand how people get high and then keep getting high. I got high that one time and I said to myself, I never want to feel this fucking shit again. And when it wore off, I was like, thank you, God, for saving me.
The edibles are different than smoking.
I don't know what the fuck that was, man.
That makes you crazy. I had edibles one time 5 years ago. I thought I was going to die.
Man, I know. I couldn't believe it. I just thought I was drinking a sweet drink. Yeah. And next thing you know, I saw 1982.
Well, how did you guys start dating each other anyways? I remember you guys met and stuff and...
And then all of a sudden, I said, I got a girl because you used to me being single. We used to go to the bar at the pool and just find the new hotties who's hanging out and just trying to holler at all the chicks. Well, I was. You used to the whole relationship.
Yeah, I was just the
He was just your cameraman.
He was my cameraman and he was my hype man. He's like, oh, that's an African comedy. He's a great guy. You know, next thing you know, I'm getting some
pussy. Hey, Mike, who's your friend?
Yeah, hey, Mike, who's your friend?
That's how I was getting all my girls. Hey, Mike, who's your friend? Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. I've said a lot of Mikes over 1 million times.
You definitely said a million Mikes. And then all of a sudden, I found me a whole woman.
Yeah. So how did it start?
Tell them how we met, Ryder.
So we were... in Vegas, right?
It was Las Vegas. Michael Blackson likes to play blackjack switch.
I noticed
switch
that.
Doesn't like him a lot, but
I thought what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. But I brought her with me, motherfucker.
Yeah,
he sure did. Well, you know what? It was like it was funny because when I saw him, I didn't know who he was. So we have a mutual friend, Lil John. I've been friends with John for a while because I used to date his manager back then.
Oh.
But it was like a short-lived. So I was still friends with John, and then he was at a club, invited the both of us. We showed up.
Yeah.
I saw him coming later, though. I was already there with my girlfriends. And then I was like, who is this guy? Like, he's in the middle of these white girls. Like, what is he doing? That night that we met, like, I just thought he was funny, right? But he was telling me he was in Vegas and he fucked some girl.
Really?
And
what an honest guy.
I didn't tell you that night, though.
No, he didn't tell me that night.
Later she found out.
He told me later. But the funny thing is, I had a picture of all of us together. And I was like, that's the girl.
Yeah, I fucked some chick that had a blue hair. Was it green or blue?
Blue.
She had blue hair. Yeah. I think I met her in my hotel lobby somewhere.
And she was there at the club. And I wasn't sure.
I told her where I was going that night. And she happens to like went there.
And I wasn't sure who she was because I was like, this can't be John's friend.
But Vegas, that's for Vegas, man. You just go to Vegas. How you doing? Yeah. You doing fine? Okay, let's go to my room and fuck.
Yeah.
That's why Vegas.
Really?
Like. Vegas could be that easy.
I never do Vegas like that.
So. I've met women black. Like, this is what sometimes when you're gambling, you lose, it make you make bad decisions.
Yeah.
You know, when you win, it make you make bad. Everything is bad in Vegas. You know, you could just see a woman and just be like, "This woman look lonely. She wants some dick." And then you go, "Fuck!" I have had at least three of those moments in Vegas in my life, where I've met a woman at a blackjack table, or you know, and she just looked like I could. It's just Vegas is just it's a place of sin.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we didn't start dating until Phoenix then.
Yeah, because the devil lives in Vegas. I saw Satan twice in Vegas. Once I saw him at the Caesar's Palace. He was outside begging for money. And then the other time I saw him at that fucking club we go to all the time, the devil was there.
The Devil Whisper Girls Collection?
Yeah, some of the strip club ones. I seen Satan twice.
That's
man.
Where
Floyd he's Mayweather not, lives. He's not a nice guy. He looks like Little Nas X.
Oh, that guy's a little devil. Not just a devil. He's a little devil.
But, you know, we didn't even hang out until after Phoenix, which was, what, a month or two later?
Yeah. That's a month later.
What? And I used to be in the cannabis industry, so
she was a drug dealer.
Dealer, yeah, illegal drug
legal,
dealer.
Legal drug
with
dealer.
License.
Yes, and I thought he smoked weed. So
she thought every nigga smoked weed. That's what she thinks. Every black guy that's an entertainer.
He's the only guy
that's
that
not true.
Smoke
that's not true.
I've ever
she's,
met.
I mean, she's I'm like, you're judging a book by its cover, motherfucker.
I called him up. Said, I was like, hey, you want to tour the Grow? He's like,
what,
no,
tour
I don't feel like the Grow, the cannabis Grow. And he was like, no, I don't feel like getting out of my hotel, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll bring you some stuff. So I brought him a big bag of goodies full of concentrates,
all kinds of
flour.
Shit. And I had a whole bitch with me when I came.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had this. She got a name for every chick I know. She called her Scottie Pippen. I'm like, bitch, I'm like,
no. I did not. I did not.
She must do another assist.
She was
your
tall.
Your fans called her Scottie.
How my fans? When I posted a picture?
Yes, you did.
Okay, but she's like, she's a model. She's real tall, thick. You know, I like me a nice fat ass.
Does she was look a like tall. She's a big. Pippen?
Nah, she just.
Well, the face don't matter to him. It's all about the ass. That's why I'm like, man. I'm confused. Why are you with me?
Yeah, why are you with her, Michael?
Well,
Blackson?
I mean, what I fuck and what I date is two different things. Okay. I might fuck a fucking bulldog, but I'm not dating a bulldog.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, whoever I'm going to show to the world has to look good. Yeah. My woman is going to be the baddest bitch on earth, but I might. Hey, come on, the bitch had a blue hair. You think I would date her? No, but I fucked her. Me and my dick have two different eyes, okay?
I think your dick needs glasses then.
Oh, what? Mike, you need prescriptions, she says.
Yeah, I'm going to guess my dick some glasses.
And maybe a flashlight. Maybe a flashlight.
I'm going to take my dick to the eye doctor. I'm like, eye doctor, can you examine this little nigga right here? Because he don't see. He's picking up all kinds of things off the floor. Thank y'all very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. Thank you.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.